Welcome everyone to the fourth episode of the What Next podcast. This episode, I will not be interviewing a guest. I'm going to be doing something slightly different. Over the last three episodes, and thank you so much to all our listeners, and especially thank you to those who have been engaging with us on our various social media platforms. I've had several questions sent directly to me via DMs, and I decided to use this episode to answer three of those questions because they seem to be recurring questions that come true. So to get straight into it, the first question that I'm going to be addressing, a listener sentencing, I am looking to change industries and I'm nervous about my skill sets matching up to the new role. Do you think hiring managers are flexible right now? And are they taking chances on people who do not have experience? I think as someone who works in the corporate world myself, I would say that when people are looking at candidates for roles, you tend naturally to lean towards people that already have the experiences that you're looking for on the job. And I mean, it's very logical why this is. You really want to hire someone that can come into a role and hit the ground running. Having someone who already has the experience is less time wasting for you as a manager because it means that there's less hand holding and the person can pretty much adapt very quickly. They already have the experience. They've probably done a similar function before and they can pretty much, you know, manage themselves on that role. So you are also looking for someone that can bring in some of their own experiences into the current role. So I think those are some of the things a hiring manager is looking for. However, if you don't have the necessary experience, because this has happened with me in the past where I've interviewed a candidate and the candidate's experience did not necessarily match the role. They hadn't worked in the industry prior. However, they did have some, you know, some experiences in other areas that could be transferable skills. I took a chance on that person and I took a chance on that person for various reasons. One of them was the passion the person spoke with at the interview. I could also tell from the person's past experience that the person had done a great job being able to pick up skills very quickly, being able to navigate from one position to another position that were completely two different roles. And if you have that adaptability skill set, then you can pretty much adapt into any function. I also took a chance on this individual because of the tenacity that I could pick up just listening to the person and also looking at the person's past experience. So can you get a job? Do you think that managers are willing to take risk on people? I do think that managers do take risk on people, but it depends on how much of convincing that candidate's able to do. Once you get into an interview session, it's very important that you're able to sell yourself very, very quickly. And there are various ways in which you can do that. And sometimes not coming from the same industry as them is not necessarily a showstopper. So I would say if you're looking at changing roles, absolutely go for it. It would definitely help you to start to probably pick up one or two online courses that are relevant to the role you're going into, just to prepare yourself for that. Start speaking to people who are in the function you're looking to go into. That would also help prepare you for that. But yes, it's not a showstopper for me. And I do think some managers are willing to take risk on candidates who don't have the necessary experience, but are able to show that they are adaptable, they communicate great, and they are willing to learn and they're fast learners. The second question that I have here, oh, this is an interesting one. It says, Jackpot, the real experience, who is an ideal candidate for Jackpot? What do you need in order to prepare yourself for this? And is it really worth it? I think that this is an interesting one because in recent times, I mean, we've heard this word everywhere, Jackpot, Jackpot, people leaving the country. The country is so tough. I'm looking for new experiences, greener pasture. I need to go somewhere where I can succeed. I would say that, you know, and I have spoken to quite a number of young people who have been considering moving out of the country, looking for other experiences elsewhere. And some of them have gone on and done that, and they've done it quite successfully, and others have gone and they've struggled. And I think when I look at the difference between the two is how realistic you're being with yourself in terms of your expectations, where you're going to. Wherever it is you live, there will always be challenges. And so in deciding on whether or not it's time for you to leave the country and go elsewhere, you need to figure out for yourself, why am I leaving, right? If you're leaving because you don't see opportunities where you currently are, that's a bit of a challenge for me because I see opportunities everywhere in Nigeria. I think there are opportunities everywhere where one person is not succeeding, another person is doing well, and it's perspective. So it's perspective and it's also passion and it's also different people have different capabilities. So if you move to another country thinking that moving into that country is going to change your life because there are opportunities there and you are not prepared for the challenges that you will face when you move into that new country, you're going to struggle as well because you will be hit with a lot of cultural differences that you might not have mentally prepared yourself for. I think moving generally, especially if you're at a certain age, is a great idea. A great idea because you pick up on different experiences, you learn about new cultures, and you also get an opportunity to work in different sectors that may not exist yet in the environment you're coming from. So who's a great candidate? I think someone just generally looking for change, you know, someone who feels that they feel stuck where they are and they're not inspired and they're looking for something new, something, an adventure, a new experience, right? I think a good candidate as well may be someone who works in a certain industry and that industry is not particularly growing, but there are opportunities in other country for that particular industry. That industry may not be booming in your country, but it's booming in another country. I think you're a great candidate to look for employment in those countries where the experiences you have are experiences that people are actually looking for. So you're more bankable there than you are in the country where you are at. What should you do to prepare yourself? Now, speaking from experience, I spent a lot of my childhood traveling from country to country. And one of the things that I would say has really helped me is my ability to adapt to change very quickly. When you get into a new environment, learn very quickly what are the various things about this community that you've come into that help people succeed and what are the no-nos. So what are the do's and the don'ts? You also, sometimes by default, we tend to stick with what we know. So you go into a new country and you quickly start to look for the Nigerian community. And whilst that is brilliant because it's our comfort zone, I would say blend, mix. I always find it surprising when I go into countries and you have little India, little China, little Africa, and you have people living in foreign countries who do not speak the language at all, and they've lived in those countries for years. I feel it's a waste of experience. So I would say that one of the things you should do is try and integrate, right? Because the more you integrate, the easier it is for you to succeed where you're going. People employ people that they can relate to, and people employ people that they feel comfortable around. And unfortunately, it's just human nature. We feel more comfortable around people that are like us than we do around people that are very, very different. And I'm not saying change your accent or be someone completely different, but I'm saying learn my culture. Yeah. Don't come in and say, this is who I am. This is how we do it in my country. You're not in your country. You're in another person's country. So you need to learn very quickly about the culture of the country you've come into, because there are certain things that are normal where you're coming from, but completely odd where you're going to. And so you need to understand those things. And the sooner you're able to adapt, the better your time there is going to be. Generally, the first year is the toughest. You're in a new country. For most people, you don't know anyone. It can become very lonely. So again, be prepared for that and then just quickly start to integrate, you know, attend church, go to the mosque if you are a Muslim, but just look for areas where you can integrate into a community that is somewhat familiar to you. So if you're a Muslim and you start to attend a certain mosque, then you are, you know, you are affiliating with people of similar faith, so it might be easier for you to be able to start to make friends there. If you are a Christian and you join a particular church, again, it's very, very similar. So I would say do not spend the first year isolating yourself. Spend the first year trying to integrate and find a community that you can make yours. And that way, it becomes a little less lonely. So I would say those are some of the things you need to do. And then I'll start to understand very quickly as well about the financial system in the country you're going to vis-a-vis yours. So we come from a no credits country, and you, for most people, you're moving to the West, and that is a credit system. And, you know, the default thing for a typical Nigerian is, I do not want debt. I do not want to have a loan. I don't. Yeah, but surprisingly, in the West, having a loan and owing is actually a good thing. It can be a good thing. It helps you build your credit. And so the sooner you get onto the credit system in those countries, the sooner you're able to start to build a healthy credit portfolio and have a healthy credit rating as well. So, but you need to also talk to someone that can help you understand this better. And so that you are able to, because, you know, sometimes you get your first credit card and you may lose your mind. The first thing to understand about getting a credit card is you should pay it back. It's not free money. There are interest on credit cards. But I would say it's a good way to start building credits. But make sure that you are paying it off as at when it's due, and you can use it to start to build your credit. You should also make sure that you start to understand the banking system there as well and what you need in order for you to be able to get a current account, because you just assume you can walk into a bank and open a current account with absolutely zero credit history. No, you can't. So you need to start to build that credit portfolio very, very quickly. So these are some of the differences that you need to understand when you go in there. So I would say you know, and YouTube's great. There are a lot of people who have migrated to a country and they have documented their entire experiences. I would say go watch those videos, and it will also give you an idea of some of the things you can expect moving there. It is not for everyone, I can tell you that. Do not think because James succeeded, you're going to succeed. In fact, funny enough, my experience moving back to Nigeria, a lot of my friends who had wanted to move to Nigeria and had moved to Nigeria had come and they'd struggled and they'd returned to the UK. So it's a two-way thing, yeah? People in the UK who've lived there most of their life are looking at people in Nigeria and looking at the videos and looking at the WizKids and the Davidos and thinking, I want to come back to Nigeria because clearly so much is happening. And they have moved to Nigeria with this fantasy in their mind of what the country is like, because they've just looked at all the flashy and wonderful things. They've gone on Google and they've seen the amazing restaurants, you know, they've seen the Knox and they've seen the circus and all these other amazing places. And that is all they had in mind moving into the country. And then they've come in and they've really struggled and they've had to move back after 6 months. So it's a two-way thing. Whenever you are thinking about moving from country to country, you really need to do your homework and understand that what worked for A may not work for you, but the fundamentals are the same. Learn the culture of the country, be adaptable, be willing to take on change, learn the culture of the country, learn the differences between where you're coming from and where you're going, and integrate. The third question and the last is, I have no experience whatsoever. And I've just graduated from university. Most of the companies that I've applied for roles with are looking for people with past experiences. How do I make myself more marketable? And what channels can I use? Okay, so this is a very interesting one. And yes, it is a bit of a challenge because a lot of companies would want you to have one experience or the other. And I think one of the advantages in the West is that a lot of young people, even prior to going into higher education, they would have had some level of work experience, having done part-time work when they were in high school. And then even as they go into university, they are doing some sort of work experience and part-time work, which unfortunately It's becoming more common in Nigeria, but it's not as structured as it is in the West. I would say to you that you should try and get as much experience as you can now before you go into the industry that you really want to get into. And you can create your own opportunities. So I have two different people, young people that I'm going to use as an example. One of them, Ife, she's the daughter of a friend. She's very, very smart young lady. She finished school at the age of 17, but that was too young for her to get into university. I think for you to get into a federal university, I believe you have to be 18 or something along those lines. And so because of that, she's doing a pre-degree course with UNILAG. But here's the thing. There was a strike this year. And so for most of the year, a lot of students were at home. Ife has always been very passionate about creating content. And she spent the better half of this year, you know, building her content creation skills. And she came to me as well and asked if she could create content for one of my side projects. And she did a fantastic job for me. And she's been doing that for people she knew. And then because other people were asking people, oh, who is this young lady that created your content? She's getting a lot of referrals and she started to bill for it. By the time university was back in session and Ife returned to school, she actually got a call from a company outside the country who offered her $2,000 to create content for them. The point is, in the time she was out of university, she was making herself marketable. She was building her skill set, and she was creating a business for herself that she will continue to build while she is in school. So when you say that you have no work experience, my answer to you is you have skills that are marketable. Try and figure out what you're good at and start to make something of that. And if you don't have the opportunities to create things for yourself, then I'll say, go to someone and offer to work with them for free and get some work experience. I know, you know, this side of the world, some people are, you know, I need to be able to earn, I need to be. But when you're young and you're still at home, what you really need is the basics, right? So if you can afford to do some sort of work experience with a company where you're not being paid for it, you are actually earning. What you're earning is experience. What you're earning is a skill set that you can then get paid for later down the line. Another young man who did something very similar is a gentleman called Deji, who also spent some time creating videos. And he created voiceover videos and he shared them on his social media and his friends loved it, started to like and share it. And one of these videos got picked up by someone who then contacted him and said, listen, why don't you put in for The Voice? And he actually got picked up as a potential contestant for voiceover for The Voice. He eventually didn't win or make it. But the point was just doing that thing that he loved and, you know, was a more of a hobby for him and putting it online gave him the opportunity. And from that opportunity, other people have shared his content and Deji has now been contacted and he's done some movies and he's doing other content as well. I think I'm actually going to bring Deji and Ife on this show at a later date so that they can actually tell you their experiences themselves and what drove them to be able to do this. Both of them are now earning from something that they love doing. And it wasn't because someone gave them an opportunity. It was because they created their own opportunity. So what I would say to you is, if the opportunities are not being given to you, then please create your own opportunities. Because like I said, there are opportunities everywhere. You just need to look and you need to develop your skills to help you to be able to make sure that you're more marketable. So I hope that answers your questions. That is the last of the questions that I wanted to discuss in today's episode. Thank you all for listening. I do hope you enjoyed this segment, a bit different from what we normally do, but we'll be back next episode with a new guest. Thank you very much.